Good morning. This is John Thayers of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project, and I have with me this morning Chris Collier from the project. It's the 24th of February 2015, and today we're in Appleby at the home of Paul Williams, who has kindly agreed to talk to us. Hello, Paul.
Hello, John.
Now, the first question I'd like to ask you is, inevitably, your roots. You're Gloucester-born, I think.
I'm Gloucester-born, yeah. But a lot of people, when I first went down to Gloucester, thought I wasn't from the area. My actual uncle used to play for Gloucester, Roy Parry, back in the 50s. It started off, I was at Chosen Hill School under the tutelage of Howard Terrington, an ex-Gloucester player, and Dave Prothero. And I played a lot of rugby at school, but I played a lot of football. So I went off to Bristol University, and I came to Gloucester from Bristol University, not having played really any local rugby.
All right. Did he play for the university?
I played for the university. That's how I started at Gloucester. Shall I carry on?
Yes, go.
And what happened is I played against Gloucester United probably about three times over the four-year course. And after the fourth year, in about 74, I was home in Easter holidays doing some revision for exams, and Peter Ford asked Roy if I would play against Newport United midweek. I think Gloucester was short, and I played against Gloucester a couple of weeks previously for the university. So I played two games at the end of that year against Newport United and Bath United.
All right.
And I think people thought I came from Bristol. I remember the next year when I was down there, I had Ivor Oakes, who was the trainer at the time, was giving me a terrible time, really picking on me and making life absolutely hell. And then, as Ivor did, but a great trainer. And then he suddenly came up to me about the Christmas time and he said, "I know I didn't break you. I know I haven't broken you. You're actually a Gloucester boy." I said, "Yeah." He said, "I didn't realise you were Roy Parry's nephew." He said, "No wonder I couldn't break you." That was Ivor.
Yeah, he's a scary bloke, wasn't he?
Certainly when he was training us, yeah.
Yeah, so you played quite a bit at university.
Yes.
Having played not that much at school.
No, when I left school, Dave Prothero did select me for Cheltenham first team.
Oh,
I was
right.
18. And I said, "I'm off to university, Dave. I'm going to play football for my friends." So I was playing football for Brockworth United at the time. And I carried on playing for Brockworth United. I then went to the Cheltenham trials the following year, and I broke my leg, so I sort of year out without playing. I just played university rugby, with my friends. Did play for the UAU and some
you
universities.
You did play for UAU?
Yeah, one game for the UAU. Yeah. That was more default. Somebody dropped out at the last minute. And I was filled in.
Did you play in the university competition? Bristol were very strong at that
At that stage, the year I broke my leg, they got to the final.
Yeah, that was the year, yeah.
They won the UAU that year, and a very strong team. John Manfield was playing, Roger Looker, who was the next chairman of Quinns, was playing at the time. They had an excellent team that year.
Yeah.
And then the following year, Colin Patterson, the British Lion, joined the university. So it was very strong. Bob Rees was very... Mike Tickman to begin with, and then Bob Rees were both excellent with the university at that stage.
Mm. Yeah, I think they reached the quarter final that year too, didn't they? I believe.
Yeah, we got to the quarter final the following year.
And yeah.
The first year I was down there, I played in this quarter final semi. We lost to Bangor 3-0. I think I missed two kicks at goal.
Yeah, the Playfair Rugby Annual is a wonderful thing. You find out these things.
Yeah.
So you came to Gloucester and you started playing for United.
Yeah.
And I think your debut for the first 15 was just after Christmas in your first season.
Was, yeah.
And you played at Kingsholm against London Scottish.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. How was that experience? Because I guess that was quite a big game.
Yeah.
The New Year game, the annual New Year game against London Scottish.
It was a big step. I was very lucky. As players around me, I'd known Peter Butler. We played against each other at university and school.
Yeah.
And he was a great encouragement. Stuart Dix was a great encouragement. and I played alongside Bob White that day. Mm-hmm. And Bob, you know, helped me through the game.
Yeah, you played in the centre.
As a centre. But yeah, it was a great experience. I was very fortunate. Everything went well for me.
Yeah.
On the day, you know, so I had a reasonable game. And I don't think I got picked for about 6 weeks afterwards.
You replaced a chap who's an awful lot bigger than you.
Mr. Jardine, yeah.
In those days, bigger than most centres.
Richard, again, an excellent player. So, you know, I got to say, you know, I was in awe of all these players when I first went down, because I haven't been down at Bristol. I often went to watch Gloucester versus Bristol at the Memorial Ground with all my friends shouting for Bristol, being big Bristol fans. Of course, I was the lone voice in the Bristol shed shouting for Gloucester, you know, especially when we won in the 71-72 Cup game down there.
So until then, had you played in the centre as opposed to playing on the wing?
No, I played at school. I played outside half, and I went down to university as an outside half, and then moved across, played a little bit in the centre. And I'll be fair, it's only my big break was really at Gloucester when a couple of players got the following season, when a couple of players got stopped playing, and they moved me out to the wing, and everything went well for me. Yeah. And just a lucky break, really.
Yeah, but in that first season, sometime after the Scottish game, do you remember your first try? It was against Northern, anyway.
Northern up at on tour.
Yeah.
I can't. I didn't remember it now. Yeah, I think there's only three games that year, so it must have been up there, because we got thrashed by Saracens 30-0 in the other game. So.
The following season, you had a bit of a purple patch around Easter time.
Yes, yeah, very well, yeah.
Yeah, you scored against Cardiff, had a couple of tries against Abu Vale, and two tries against Headingley, all in the space of 10 days.
Right.
That must have felt pretty good.
Yeah, very, very good. You know, it's always nice to score tries, especially, you know, at King's Hill. Yeah. And you start to feel, at that stage, you start to feel you're worth your place in the team.
Yeah.
Because, it's very difficult at Gloucester. You know, you've got to prove yourself you've got to prove yourself to the other players, you've got to prove yourself to the shed, you know. Yeah. And that was the hardest challenge, you know. You didn't want to just go out there and wear the shirt. You had to prove yourself. And I think that was sort of the point where you felt, you know, I had done something, you know, for the club.
Yeah.
To backtrack just a little bit, when you went down to King's Hill first,
yeah,
you do hear from some ex-players that they found it difficult to feel at home there until they were established. There was a little bit a distance until you got respected as a player. Did you find that yourself?
I've got to be fair. That first time I went down, the first season, I played at the end of the season for two games, and they made me reserve for a couple of games, you know, just to attend with your kit, a couple of first-team games, and I went in there, and Phil Blakeway came up to me straight away, and he said, nice to have a back down here, you know, we've played against the university a few times, and made me very welcome. And I've got to say, yes, you went down there, and you just sat in the corner, you kept your mouth shut, you had the senior players around you, and you just got out and you did the work. And if you worked hard and you had a good work ethic, and you know, and you didn't bottle it when you went down to Wales, then you gradually became accepted.
That was the yardstick, wasn't it?
Yeah,
if you took that bus trip across the bridge, then
I noticed you were in the team in October of 76 that went down to Pontypool. That was a midweek game.
18-0.
18-0.
Yeah.
In memory of that game, that must have been something.
Yeah, it was. We just played very well. I remember that game. We just played very well that night. Pontypool, not quite the force they were a few years later.
Right.
But we played very well that night. Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, one of these games when it all just clicked, you know, and everything went well. That's about all I can remember, but I remember that being a good win. Yeah.
What did home crowd think about it?
I can't remember, to be honest. They must have been very quiet.
Yeah.